Well, in a reflection of the pervasiveness of domestic violence in our society, Victoria Police have set up a specialist team to investigate cases of family violence that happen within its own ranks. The corporate sector is also under pressure to do more to end family violence as more evidence emerges of how financial products are used as weapons of control by perpetrators. Catherine Gregory reports.
In an Australian first, Victoria Police is reckoning with a fraught situation when one of its own is accused of an insidious crime.
A dedicated team looking at employee-related family violence.
Assistant Commissioner Tess Walsh is with the Professional Standards Command at Victoria Police. She says the new unit will investigate any allegations of family violence within the force's own ranks.
So we've got a dedicated detective inspector with two detective senior sergeants. Then we've got also internal witness support people on the side who are really, really strongly focused on the experience of the victim. And often in policing, we have not only the perpetrator being the police person, but also the victim as well.
It follows a case involving a senior constable in Victorian Police who was charged with repeatedly assaulting his partner. A follow-up report found problems with the police's handling of that, as well as other similar cases. The issue was also brought up at the Royal Commission into Family Violence in 2016.
For that, you know, we can say we are extremely sorry about those that we haven't met the mark. You can see firsthand our dedication and our professionalism in terms of turning that round.
Tess Walsh actually expects a spike in cases now.
And hopefully we'll get a spike in prosecutions and we'll get a spike in outcomes and we'll get a spike in victims' confidence.
Hayley Foster is the CEO of Full Stop Australia, the national advocacy program for survivors of sexual, domestic and family violence. It was formerly Rape and Domestic Violence Services Australia. She says this new police unit is a great step forward, given her organisation often deals with victims and perpetrators who are police officers.
There are many, many cases that come before us where people are really frightened to make a complaint, and where they have made a complaint, they have been stonewalled, and in many cases we're told from them that they're actually put at greater risk.
But she wants other states and territories to follow suit, and thinks there needs to be a better complaints mechanism for police response to family and sexual violence. Regardless, it's another example of how preventing and ending family violence is everyone's business, and she's calling on the corporate sector to do their part too.
We are going to have corporates coming to the table and saying, you know, what can they do? They can make sure that they are preventing and responding effectively to violence in their own workplaces, but also looking at how they can prevent their services and products being used by perpetrators of sexual, domestic and family violence to further perpetrate that abuse.
That includes banking and insurance.
Allianz was concerned that its insurance products were being used in family violence to cause further harm.
Seema Musson works in customer advocacy at Allianz and says her team discovered the vast majority of Australians don't know about this relationship.
So, for example, if a policy is in joint names with a partner, your partner is able to access all policy details such as your home address, which you might be trying to keep private. They can remove you from the policy. They can change the amount your property is insured for. And you may also face difficulties at claim if your partner deliberately damages your property.
Seema Musson from Allianz. Catherine Gregory, our reporter there.